You're listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, where we navigate the messy middle of building a business and all the work that goes into designing a life you love. Melanie Mitro built a seven-figure network marketing empire while working at the kitchen table, raising her boys, and trying not to lose her mind. Melanie loves chatting all things marketing, time management, and leadership development. Katie created the foundation of her seven-figure business while teaching full-time, battling cancer, raising her boys, and avoiding all things laundry. Katie's got you covered with social media storytelling and impact-driven income. We're building a business right alongside you, giving you the inside scoop to the reality of entrepreneurship. The good, the bad, and the really, really messy middle. We're not letting you build your business alone. Pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's make chic happen. Now, here's your hosts, Melanie and Katie.
Hey, friends. All right. Pause. Stop for one moment. We're going to interrupt today's podcast episode because we've been working really hard on something really fun and really exciting, and we know it is going to serve our friends that are in the direct sales business. So if that is you, listen up because my partner, Katie here, is going to tell you what it's all about.
I love it. So next Tuesday, so that's going to be July 20th at 7 p.m. Melanie and I are hosting an entirely free class for people in the direct sales space who are really looking to accelerate their success in direct sales. You know, we hear so often from business owners in this business model that they struggle with things like the overwhelm. They don't know what to post. They definitely don't want to come off as salesy to their friends and their family. Also that comparison trap, or they just wonder, really? Yeah. What's the secret? What's the secret to actually building this type of business? Because let's face it, a lot of people fail at it. And there's so much potential. It is an effective business model when it works because you do the work. So we're going to give you three of our top secrets to actually making it in direct sales.
All right. So you guys, all you need to do is sign up for the webinar by clicking the link in the show notes, and you will also get an amazing PDF that goes along with it is our 7-day framework for posting social media content, because we truly believe that sometimes when you just have a little bit of guidance, it makes your social content, especially in direct sales, a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So we hope to see you guys next Tuesday. Let's go back to the episode.
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody. It is Melanie and Katie of the Make Chic Happen podcast. And my friend, you are back.
I know.
Missed you.
I had the most wonderful vacation. I spent so much time on the beach with my kids. My son, Nick.
Yeah.
This was so gross. I sent you this text message.
Ew, you did.
He caught an eel, like an actual eel. And then they brought it into the house. So
how did he catch it? Was he fishing?
He was fishing.
Okay.
And he caught an eel, and it was like 24 inches long. But nonetheless, I am back. I am super relaxed. I also am very proud of myself because for an entire week, although I did show up on social a little bit because that's part of my job as an entrepreneur.
Right.
I was really unplugged and I didn't even open my computer.
I love
one
it.
Time.
That's like a huge step.
It is huge. It is one of the first times I can say that that's happened.
Yeah.
So
I love it. Great. I love it.
And so, I'm going to challenge you when you go on vacation to do the same
in August. I know, which I mean, I'll take my laptop.
Yeah.
It'll be a huge challenge for me not to open it. It definitely will. But it's like baby steps, right? So as business owners over the past 10 years who have just, I mean, we've hustled. We have genuinely hustled to build the foundation of our business. But we also recognize at this stage of the game, just unhealthy, how unhealthy it can actually be. And there's no reason for us to need to hustle like that. We've actually built such a solid foundation.
Yeah.
We have great staff. We are so knowledgeable. And we even go back and say, how would we do this differently?
Yeah. But I would love to know, because I wonder if this is a podcast episode you'd want to hear more about is being a healthy CEO and habits that we've created over time on how we still, and I hate the word hustle, and Melanie knows that, but how we still work incredibly hard. We're very intentional, but we also play hard now. So that's really fun. So if you want to see a podcast episode, we love hanging out with people on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can just send us a message at Chic Influencer or at Chic Make Chic Happen Podcast.
Yeah.
And we love hearing from you about episodes and topics that you want to hear. But for today, we're going to be talking about quality content, and more specifically too, we're going to be talking about how to actually write taglines that convert. So this is going to be very much a how-to episode, pretty quick, very tangible.
Right.
You'll be able to apply these best practices pretty quickly right away.
And, you know, as business owners, I mean, obviously you follow Katie and I, because we talk about social media marketing. We talk about content creation. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about how to do it in a very healthy way. And so one of the parts of quality content, one of the parts of social media marketing is actually sitting down and crafting the content.
Right.
And we've just from listening to our followers and our audience, it seems like the content creation, the tagline really trips people up. Mm-hmm. And so number one, we're going to dive into what is a tagline, why it's important, how to actually write one. And we're going to talk about some calls to action too. So first and foremost, what is a tagline?
All right. So this one's pretty basic. A tagline is another way of saying it's a headline. Mm-hmm. And a headline is usually the first readable line or sentence of a post. So if you see a post on Instagram, it would be the first readable line, whatever that might be, that before somebody would actually be able to click on the picture, they would see that first line or that sentence of a post. And I often think about this as if you look at traditional marketing or traditional newspapers where you would see the extra, extra, you know, read all about it.
Yeah.
And the headline is what made sales. So if people thought, this news story sounds really, really interesting, they were very much more likely to purchase the newspaper. But ultimately, what that headline did was made people want to read on. And, and today that's used in marketing. It's used in media. It is used in journalism. It's used even in, if you read a novel, the chapter titles are often, or the first line within a chapter captivates an audience's attention. And so it gives people a reason to tune in or to, to read on. And I think I kind of summarized why it's important because it really does. It captures the attention of the audience. But let's give an example of what would be a good tagline.
Okay. So good taglines, right? So for example, you can ask a question, right? Mm-hmm. So a good tagline could be, you know, just saying to people, I'm going on date night with my husband. What outfit should I wear? A or B? You're asking a question.
Yes.
Right at the very beginning, right? When you first come out of the gate. So you're actually starting with the response that you want to get in the comments. And actually a lot of times people won't even read the rest of the post. They'll just go A or B, you know, they'll just, or if you say, you know, what is your favorite, like nonfiction book that you have read on vacation.
Right.
And so people won't even read the rest of the story. They'll just give you their response. That's, that's a tagline that calls people to action right from the beginning.
Yeah. And I love that when you ask a question, even though you're the expert in whatever industry you're in, you are the one that people are following. People love being heard.
They do.
And so when you ask people a question, it's like you giving people your undivided attention.
Yes.
And that is a pretty powerful way to move.
Yeah.
The second way is, were you going to say this?
Go ahead.
A connector. But we're going to go over more about questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So a connector is an opportunity for people to feel like, oh, I am very seen by this person. I feel like she is speaking directly to me. So if you think about how noisy social media is, how many people are marketing on social media, if there is something that captures your attention, it feels as though the writer of a post is speaking directly to you. There is an immediate connection. And this goes back to what Melanie and I talk about very often, even within our community, in our courses. It is having a clear, consistent message that gives people a reason to come back to your page anyway. So when you create a tagline, you can connect with your people right away. So for example, if I know that one of the problems that my clientele might have is they feel very sensitive about getting unfollows, or or okay. they'll be watching their stats go up and down. And then they get really focused on the unfollows. A tagline that I could use is very simply, 72 people unfollowed us this week.
Yeah.
Ever feel the sting of an unfollow? And it brings people in, it captivates their attention, and then they go, whoa, me too.
Yes.
I've been hurt by that. But then as the professional, we'll also give them advice in the content that we've created about how to really focus on what that number is really telling you and why that number isn't necessarily a bad thing. And we're going to educate them on how to actually use your insights to create better content.
Right.
And so a connector is when people will look at the content that you've created, the first line that you've created, and there you go, she gets me.
Yep. And for example, even just give you another example, one that I have used in the past is repeat after me. Mm. Your worth is not defined by the number of likes you get on Instagram. And so that was the start of a story where I was talking about really defining my success right. based on how many likes that I was getting. And again, that's very much a connector where people go, oh my gosh, I do the exact same thing and it's really messing with me. It's messing with my creativity and it's messing with my mojo. Yeah. And I can go into the story format and really talk about how it impacted me, but I can also say, this is how I overcame it.
Absolutely.
Right. So I'm guiding people to a scenario or to a solution. I should mm-hmm. say the solution of how I worked through that.
I love that. Right? I love that. And even recently, mm-hmm. even a question that I asked my audience as a tagline is, many of the people that follow me are cancer survivors mm-hmm. or they're living with cancer. And so a big part of my personal community is young adults with cancer. And so I actually asked a question up front. How often do you think about relapse?
Yeah.
It's such a relatable question to people who I can serve. And what is great about something like that too, that mm-hmm. is very underrated, is it creates engagement, but engagement is what really triggers things to become community.
Yeah.
So people are really excited about being part of a community, not just as you. They don't come to just see you. They come because they feel seen and heard by other yeah. people who engage with your account.
Right.
All right. So let's talk to them, Mel, for a minute about how a tagline impacts the success of a post. Why don't you give okay. a little bit of tip about that?
Sure. So, I mean, the tagline, again, incredibly important. Like Katie said at the beginning, it's your headline. And when people are scrolling on Instagram and Facebook, they don't see the entirety of the post. They only see the first few lines. So again, it's that stop the scroll, right? The goal is to stop the scroll with the tagline and the image. And then the goal is to keep people reading the whole entire post. We want them to click see more. We want them to expand the post and read the entire thing. Because if people are not engaging, when we say engaging, if they're not commenting, if they're not sharing and saving and liking and tagging friends, then it's not, your post is not being seen because engagement then says to Instagram, wow, Katie's written this really great piece of content and people are engaging with it. Let's show it to more of right. her followers. And so what happens is now there's more eyeballs on your post. And so what happens is it's bringing more people into the top of the funnel. It's bringing more people in that potentially have a connection with you. And they're like, yes, I like what you're throwing down here. Let me follow you, right? Let me subscribe to what you have to offer. Let me start the relationship by watching your stories every day and reading more content. Because ultimately, the success of posts and content that you do has to be connected to the goals, our sales goals, the income that we're driving. And so it all starts with the fundamentals of creating the tagline, creating that quality content.
Yeah. So maybe you're sitting here and you're going, oh, I really don't do that. I don't connect. I don't ask a lot of questions. No worries. I mean, this is often a pretty simple fix. And it's just sometimes it's a matter of shuffling things up a little bit and tweaking where you actually write certain elements of your post. Mm-hmm. And so one of the tips that we both have for you, and this is something that we do very often, is first we draft a post. So we will write a piece of content, always asking ourselves, and we talked about this on the podcast as well, what's the purpose of what I'm writing? What's the purpose of this post? And it could be to persuade, inform, entertain, or share thoughts and feelings. Go back to the pies episode if you're not sure what I'm talking about. But you think about what your purpose is with a piece of content, And then you write it. And then you ask yourself, okay, did I convey that my message? Did I do what I set out to do? Did I create that purpose? Then you look and make sure the very first line of that post is going to engage them in some way. So it's either a connector or a question. Yeah. And so if it is not, you kind of take a step back and you look at the entire post and you say, is there anything within the lines of the text that I can actually move to the top?
Yeah.
So we ask ourselves, does it stand out? Does it elicit a response? Does it give people a reason to read on? And if it doesn't, we'll go through that post again and we'll say, all right, what can I pull from this that might work as the first sentence or question of the post?
Yeah. All right. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of advice on how to craft that tagline. And we know we could take a deeper dive into that. I mean, this could be an entire 8-hour session about how to write quality content, but we do have, for those of you that don't have the quality content or no, the taglines that convert, right? We have a freemium. It's a free PDF that you can download. We'll actually link it in the show notes. It's just some great taglines that are proven that we've used in the past that you guys can use. And the cool part is you can take a tagline and connect it to your own story, which is awesome. So download that and start using that. And also, if you ever are craving more content from Katie and I, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button to the Make Chic Happen podcast. You can join our Chic Influencer community. It is a place where we train every single month on social media marketing and content creation. We talk about being a healthy CEO. All of the stuff you get here, you can also get there as well. But we love what we do, and we thoroughly enjoy helping you guys use your voice and use your story to be able to grow your business and grow your platform. And at the end of the day, people don't connect to what you sell. They connect to why you do it.
Yeah. And we love hearing from you too. We love hearing how this episode has inspired you to write or the content that you have. We want to see it. So make sure you stay with us over at Chic Influencer on Instagram. We're always around. We're checking out what you guys are doing because we're rooting so hard for you. So you guys, thank you so much for listening into this week's episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta. If you loved our podcast, be sure to leave a comment or review and be sure to tune in next time.